This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India's new rocket small satellite launch vehicle SSLV-D3 lifted off with an Earth Observation Satellite 08 EOS-08 weighing 175.5 kg this morning. Piggybacking on that was another small satellite SRO made by a Chennai startup Space Rickshaw SRO. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has developed SSLV with a carrying capacity of 500 kg to the low Earth orbit, LEO, based on the market trend of going in for smaller satellites. At about 9:17 a.m., the 34-meter tall and about 119-ton expendable rocket costing about rupees 56 crore broke free of the first launch pad and started its one-way journey upwards. The rocket, with a thick orange flame at its tail, slowly gathered speed and went up and up. As to the mission's objectives, ISRO said that it will complete the SSLV development project and enable operational missions by Indian industry and the public sector New Space India Limited. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow in protest of the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and the subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body said in a statement that outpatient departments, OPD, will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. However, essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. Our Goa correspondent reports that over 1,000 doctors in the state will refrain from attending OPD services in protest. The IMA Goa branch president, Dr. Sandesh Chodankar, said discussions are underway with hospital support staff to join the protest. Meanwhile, resident doctors and PG medical students in Kerala will observe a statewide strike across hospitals today, demanding quick action against the guilty in the Kolkata doctor rape and murder case. According to the Kerala Medical Postgraduates Association, KMPGAPG, doctors will boycott all non-emergency services, including duty in the OPD as well as wards today. They are demanding implementation of the Central Protection Act and arrest of the perpetrators of the brutal rape murder in Kolkata within 48 hours. The KMPGA has threatened to continue their protest if demands remain unaddressed. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the National Pest Surveillance System, NPSS, in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that through NPSS, the farmers will be able to know different types of insecticides and pesticides and save their crops from their harmful effect. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan also interacted with a number of farmers who are the beneficiaries of various schemes of the central government. Around 500 farmers were present in the event. The Agriculture Minister highlighted that recently the central government released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties. The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, also paid their tributes. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Rayalaseema and South Interior Karnataka today. According to the IMD, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to witness very heavy rainfall at isolated places till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted fairly widespread or light to moderate rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep and Karnataka during the week. In next 7 days, rainfall may also occur in some parts of southern and western states. And Sweden reported its first mpox case yesterday, a day after the World Health Organization declared the infection a global public health emergency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.